there! Finally dressed up, huh? So, did it go well in the locker room?
Well, yeah. It's just changing, but for newcomers it can be unsettling to see some old man us for the first time.
No old man us? That's good. Speaking of good, you look great. I mean, sweatpants and workout shirt aren't meant to be classy attire, but you pull it off nicely.
Oh, my outfit?
Yeah. I figured you like this yoga pants and tank top. I don't normally wear these things, they're really tight. But I was thinking it would be a great motivator to have me next to you dressed like this, you know, be a piece of eye candy for you.
They'll look all they want. The most important thing is that I'm with you and not them.
Don't worry about it, okay? I'm here just for you.
Now come on, let's go for the first machine.
Okay, so quick word of advice is that your workout should mainly be composed of free weight and cardio.
Right, sorry. It's not really lingo. It's called free weight because it's not tied to a machine, so dumbbells, barbells, that kind of stuff. Free weights are good as they work your core more than a machine will. Still, machines are good to start off with, which is what we'll do right here. Cardio can wait for later.
Now pull this lever.
Yep, like that. And then select your weight. I'd start off easy if I were you. Just a warm up, but first we need to stretch.
Yeah, come on. Just follow my lead.
Spread your feet like mine and twist your torso like this.
Good, do it for a bit and work up a bit of a stretch.
No, no, you don't look silly. Everyone needs to stretch, plus I'm doing this with you. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Now, raise your arms up and pull them back down.
Yep, exactly like that.
Good. Good. There's many exercises that are good for stretching, but this should do for now. Let's use the machine.
So, now you have to put your arms on the handles. And then just push slowly.
Yeah, you got it.
Do this 10 times and then rest for around 15 to 30 seconds. Now push again and again. There we go.
Come on, a few more.
And stop. Good job, you did great.
Yeah, I can see that. It's good to sweat even when starting. It means you are working hard. We can do this one again later if you want. I'd rather show you around the gym first. Follow me.
So, here's the free weights I was talking about. See this rack under the mirror? It's got all the weights lined up.
Let's start here. Pick those dumbbells up.
Are they too heavy?
No?
Okay, good. Don't push yourself too hard when starting. Now you just sit on the bench right there and I'll show you how to lift them properly.
Alright, now lie back for me.
Yeah, like that.
What you have to do now is hold both weights like this and push up.
Take a deep breath. And push.
Up, up, up. Come on.
Good. Bring it back down.
That's one rep. Go for another.
Come on, you got this. You got this. You got this. There we go. Think you can pop up another one?
Push, push, push.
Great. Well, last time. You are doing so good. I can see your muscles flexing. Keep going.
Alright. And down.
You did such a great job. Take a quick break.
Alright. Breathe with me.
Breathe in.
And out.
Again. In. and out. Good. Feel your heart rate slowing down as you use up that oxygen. Doing this between sets is a great way to cool off and give your muscles a much deserved rest. Try to make this a habit when finishing a machine or using weight. Breathe slowly, so more we are not in hurry. Babe, what's wrong? I know you too well to let this off as nothing. Your eyes fell to the floor and your smile just ran away. You can tell me, it's the workout? Are you okay? Well, what is then? What guy? Oh, that guy on the bench over there? What about him? Oh, honey, don't think about it. This isn't a competition. It's okay to work with smaller weights. You'll get there someday. Just don't compare yourself to him, okay? It's not healthy and it's not definitely what a gym is all about. Well, a good gym like this one caters to everyone. Doesn't matter if you're skinny or overweight, lifting 10 pounds or 100. We're all here because we want to be active and baby, I want you no matter what shape you come in. I love you and I accept you as is. You're crazy if you can see how wonderful a person you are. You are my knight in shining armor. Yes, you have. I'm not letting this one slide. I want you to get rid of those thoughts of not being worth it or not being good enough because you are good enough. It's not how big your muscles are or how much of a stomach you have that will make me love you more or less. It's who you are that I love, okay? I'm happy that you understand that. Don't focus on him, baby. Focus on me. Yes, me, your girlfriend. Why is your dad is wearing tight yoga pants and even a tiger tank top just for you? Plus, you don't see a girl coaching him, no, do you? Well, yeah, maybe he doesn't need coaching, but what if I got an idea. Lie back down. Come on, just go with it. Now, I'll just sit on your brain like this. Don't worry, there's not many people on the staff on mine. I know the girl working on the counter. We are in our own corner anyway. I'm going to show you and him how much I love you. Why don't you take those weights again and do another set of them? I swear I won't distract you much. Now I start. You are straining a lot. Just think about those weights going up. Good job. That's one rep we means you get one of these. Yeah, I just wrapped your crotch by rubbing my hips against it. It's working though, isn't it? Do another rep. Visualize it again. Up, up, up. Well done. And as promised, another rubbing. Come on, do a few more, please. Okay, stop. I can see you're getting really tired, but I'm also getting really turned on. These yoga pants are so thin and can practically feel your bulge.
Hey, see who's looking at us?
Yep, I'm sure he's jealous of you. You've got a hot girl rubbing herself against your groin as motivation to lift weights. If you're not filled with testosterone right now, I don't know what will.
I think this is enough for today, at least for starting. Why don't you go get changed and we can go back home?
Then we go wait the shower together and release this exhaustion. Or we can rip off our clothes and have some really hot and sweaty sex. What would you like more?
Sweaty sex. I was hoping to say that. You look so fucking good as your force your muscles to lift those dumbbells. Your face all red. Your chest puff out and beads of sweat just dripping down your face. Okay, we gotta go before I take you right now. And right here.
I'll meet you outside. And hey, you did a good job today. I'm so proud of you.